Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
At this point on a Friday morning, we check in with Alex Joseph, the Google Trends expert, to talk about what some of the most popular searches for the week have been. Alex, good morning, first of all. John Hines in for Dave Lee here. Tell me a little bit about this story. A lot of people were looking up this sunfish. It was quite a fish that washed up on shore in Australia.
Good morning, John. Yes, a massive sunfish has washed up on shore in southern Australia, and the pictures have actually gone viral about these fish, these huge fish there, the world's largest bony fish, and they can weigh more than a car, actually up to 2,000 pounds. We saw search interest spike 3,900% about sunfish, believe it or not, this week. And if you've never seen one, you should look it up. It's a giant fish that just looks like a big fish head and a tail. They're quite weird looking.
Yeah, and as you say, they're quite large, so you'd hate to get one of those on the line. Hey, Oxford English Dictionary added some words, words that I have never even heard used before, like chuddies and gibbons and fantouche. What are these things all about?
Yep, that's correct. So the Oxford English Dictionary decided to mark its 90th anniversary by incorporating regional words from places like New Orleans, Wales, Scotland, and India, all different colloquial forms of English. So just like you were saying, in English, in India, chuddies mean underpants. And so that's now an official word in the dictionary. And gibbons in Welsh means spring onions. So those have been added to the dictionary. People were looking up these new words that they had never heard before all across the world to see exactly what they meant.
All right. There was a great story this week that I'm sure probably brought a lot of people to Google in the third place finisher. That was about the NASA asteroid updates and such.
Correct. So there was a lot of space news this week that had people coming to Google to search. First, NASA discovered an asteroid named Bennu, and it's spewing particles all into space. And then additionally, they revealed that a meteor exploded over the U.S. in December with 10 times the energy of an atomic bomb. I did a little research on this meteor. It apparently was 16 miles above Earth's surface, and the explosion was the second largest of its kind. But we just didn't notice it. It actually happened last December, but they just are now detecting the after effects of it.
You know, another story that people went looking for, and I think this is important because we talk about oftentimes about some of the fun searches at Google, but there's also some important searches. In postpartum depression in new mothers was one of those stories. As a matter of fact, Geralyn Steele is going to tackle that story on Sunday night with Steele Talking at 7:35. But that had a lot of people going, I wonder if it's because of a relationship to a new drug for treating.
Absolutely, that's correct. So on Tuesday, the Food and Drug Administration announced that they approved the first drug ever that was targeted at treating postpartum depression in new mothers. It's called Brexanolone, and it's administered through a continuous 60-hour intravenous infusion. It's said to cost upwards of $20,000. So at this point, it might be a little bit cost prohibitive, but it is very promising. And search interest in drugs for postpartum depression spiked 4,000% last week. There were also queries around what is postpartum depression, how long can you have postpartum depression, and what happens to untreated postpartum depression. So it's obviously something that people are very curious about. So we're happy to see this progress.
Yeah, absolutely right. It is good. There's so many interesting things that can be learned along the way. And then, of course, because we just had our first full day of spring after spring has sprung all across the world here, I'm sure a lot of people were going to see exactly what time spring occurs, right?
Exactly. So, yep, Wednesday marked the vernal equinox. It's the official start of spring. And there's a lot of different ways to mark the beginning of spring. And one that kind of went viral was an 800-pound bison that was so excited about the first day of spring that he was caught on camera doing a happy dance. So I think he's probably not the only one after this winter. So search interest was really spiking in rituals around the spring equinox, also about allergy symptoms, what to do if you start to have allergy symptoms from spring flowers.
Right.
And interestingly, we saw a lot of queries about flowers, the poppy, the iris, the lily, the sunflower. all people anticipating spring, and I know I'm ready for it.
There was that great field of poppies blooming in the desert southwest, and of course they had to close the park down because so many people were there. They were trampling them and knocking them down. So it's just like, okay, we understand the excitement. We understand the excitement, so we get it. Hey, thank you so much, Alex. And Dave Lee will be back with you next week. In the meantime, as we like to say, just go to Google. That's the answer for whatever it is you're looking for. At least it'll point you in the right direction, Alex. You have a great week.
You as well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.